You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Here we go.
Gilbert slides. Did he catch? He caught it.
Wow.
And his family's going, we know that kid.
Now back to the Orange and Black Weekend Wrap. The best Giants talk in the Bay on 95.7 The Game.
Bow, bow, bow.
Hell of a catch there by Drew Gilbert. Dwayne Kuiper, Mike Kruko on the call there. Giants 5-0 winners over the Washington Nationals last night. Drew Gilbert goes 0-for-4, but again, does make that great catch. Drew, tell us about how that catch felt.
I think you're kind of reading the hitter just so you get an open angle from right field. It's a right-handed hitter. Kind of see that he was getting beat a little bit, so was able to get a better jump based off that. But I almost lost my footing on the dirt once I went over the line, so thankfully I was able to hold on to the ball.
Thankfully, he was able to hold on to the ball. Drew, what was it like getting back in the dugout with your teammates after that catch?
Yeah, it's the best part. It's what you want to do every single night when you come to the ballpark, right? That's the goal, no matter what you're doing individually or whatnot. You want to be doing that, right? Celebrating the end of the game with your teammates because you want to win the game. That's always the goal, no matter if you're a rookie, 10-year vet. You know, you want to win. So we want to win, and we're happy to get a win tonight. But at the end of the day, we got to do it again tomorrow.
You can tell he's from Minnesota. You don't really hear the accent, but he just feels so just nice and so Minnesota-ly spoken. You love to see that from the kid. Again, wasn't the only good defensive play he made last night. He did play a double off the wall by James Wood very well. It's a very tough wall to play out there, Drew. How did you feel playing that ball off the wall there?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, like, you're just trying to gauge the wind. That's probably the toughest part, at least for my very short time being here, and then what other people have said as well. You look up and you turn around to play off the wall, and it's in a little different spot than you expected it to be. But I think at that point, you're just trying to keep him from getting to third.
And keep him from getting to third, he did with a great strong throw back into the infield. And the reason I asked Drew about that play was, and I was talking with him afterwards after we stopped rolling and just kind of chatting with him about that wall there. And the reason I thought that play that he made off the James Wood double was very impressive was because I have seen a lot of very talented right fielders who don't play for the Giants struggle with balls out there. And the story I brought up last night that completely showed my age, I brought up the 2007 All-Star game. I asked him, I don't know if you saw that game. I walked away later, realized, like, dude, he was 6 years old when that game happened. Like, why would you even go there? But I don't know if you guys remember who are younger than Drew Gilbert. But for our listeners out there, we all remember that All-Star game. Ichiro had that inside the park home run. That's how he ended up winning the All-Star game MVP. He hit that inside the park home run almost in the same area that James Wood hit that double. And Ken Griffey Jr., who was in right field that day, completely whiffed the positioning there, played it so horribly, and that's what allowed Ichiro to keep running around the base to get that inside the park home run. So I was telling him about that and just being like, yeah, dude, like, that just shows, like, the fact you were able to play that ball so well right off the bat, like, that's not nothing. So that was a good conversation to have with him about that. I want to have a conversation about what Bob Melvin said last night. But before we get to that, there's a couple things. First things first, I want to shout out to everyone who's watching on YouTube, which is brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer. It is just your boy Sam Lubman today on the Orange and Black Weekend Wrap here alone in the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed here in San Francisco. Steven Risotto, Zach Green, they're behind the glass doing all sorts of work there. 888-957-9570 is the number. I'm taking any and all Giants takes all morning long. You can also text that same number on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. We'll try and read some of your texts off of there. I need to get better at reading off of the text line. And I go to the text line and holy smoke, the first one I see out of the 925. What a great text from the 925. Sam, what is your go-to pizza from Pinky's? I'm a big Pinky's guy. Pinky's Pizza out in Walnut Creek. Grew up on Pinky's. They're family friends of ours. And my mom's birthday was on Thursday. Went there and had our favorite pizza. I'm a big fan of the Kyle.
Mm.
Their 925. It's got pepperoni. It's got onions, mushrooms, sausage, and one of my favorite toppings, garlic. I need garlic on everything except ice cream.
I'm out.
That's the one. Garlic ice cream is the only one. I'm just like, I don't know about that one. Garlic me up for everything else, especially the fries. Love the garlic fries. Had some of those last night. And garlic fries are great with a couple baseball guys. Wow, look at that plug there for the podcast, Rizzo. You love that. Garlic fries and baseball guys. 925. Again, you bartended there. Oh, that is really cool to hear. Love Pinky's Pizza very much. One of my dream sponsors I want to get here at 95.7 The Game is I want Pinky's Pizza somehow to sponsor Brian Baldinger on this station. Because, you know, he's got his pinky thing going there. It's my pinky's a pinky, but his is obviously at a right angle. I just think that would be really cool if we can get Baldy and the famous pinky sponsored by Pinky's Pizza. So that is that diatribe there. Got from the 262, Lubman, you might need to get your guy Willard a Kaiwei Tang apology form. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. Again, one good start. I want to see Kaiwei Tang build on it. I'm not sure how much longer he will be in the rotation, though. Carson Wisenhunt will be on the mound today. We do have a lineup for today. Shannon Rubin, who does a great job covering the Giants for the San Francisco Chronicle. She recently put the lineup out. I'll read that off in just a moment. But I did have a chance to catch up with Landon Roop yesterday. He's doing good. Elbow feels great. He hates the time off. He should be back soon. He'll probably get a rehab start at some point as well. So I think Kaiwei Tang maybe got one more start from him, maybe two, depending on how things go with Roop. But I'm guessing one more start. Then you get Landon Roop back into this rotation. And then hold on to your hats, folks. Because at that point, Zach, I need you to hold on to your hat. Come on, man. There we go. At that point, we got Logan Webb, Robbie Ray, Justin Verlander, who's looked much better since getting that first win of his. 10 innings pitched. I think he's only given up a run or two in his last two starts combined. He's looking like the pitcher the Giants were hoping he would be. So you got those three. Then you got Landon Roop, who, man, where would this team be without Landon Roop this year? Who saw that? The fact that we're saying that, who saw that coming? And then you got Carson Wisenhunt. Fellas, that's a rotation right there. That's a rotation I'll go into battle with.
Playoffs!
Certainly possible. I want to talk about playoffs, but really quick, before we get into that, there was an idea that was pitched on this station yesterday.
There is a part of me that will never die.
By that guy, Matt Steinmetz. In the most Matt Steinmetz idea that I've ever heard.
And that's what life's about.
And it was a sports bar where you go to root against Bay Area sports teams. And I'm listening to this, and it's just, I'm listening on the free Odyssey app, which is free, super free. No hidden charges whatsoever. You listen to all the shows here on 95.7 The Game. Listen to all the Odyssey stations. You also listen to Garlic Fries, the baseball guys, on it as well. Like and subscribe today and tell your friends about it. But yeah, I could hear the smile in Steiny's face the entire time, and I could hear the bewilderment in Evan Gidding's voice as well throughout the entire thing. So the whole concept is, because there's so many transplants here in the Bay Area, if you're not a fan of one of these teams, then you go there to just root for the Giants to lose. You go there to root for the Sharks to lose. You go there to hope the Niners get humiliated. And then because this guy has never found a knife that he can't twist deeper, he's like, well, what if there are no games? Oh, well, I've got that covered. When there are no games on, it's just rolling highlights of all the worst moments in Bay Area sports history. And it's like, you evil person. That's just so dark and twisted. I absolutely love it. And he brought something up, and I shot him a text over this. He never got back to me because he doesn't have an answer, I'm guessing. He's like, if you hate Cal, come on down and watch. If you hate Stanford, come on down and watch. So my thing is, well, what if you hate Stanford, but like Cal, which is me. I'm a normal person. That's how I roll. And he didn't give me an answer there. So I assume if you hate one team but like another, you're still not going to enjoy it there. Because while I'm, you know, going to go and enjoy watching Stanford get, you know, the snot beat out of them by Boston College, I'm going to have Cal on the other TV getting absolutely waxed by Louisville. By the way, Stanford going to be out in Miami this year, going down to play at Hard Rock Stadium, take on my Canes in October. That's a game I kind of want to go to. I would love to go to that one and maybe make up some errors I made last year when Miami came to play Cal. Anyway, let's move off of that one now because I just made myself miserable. Bob Melvin last night. So that's all I had to say. It's actually really quick. Rizzo, what were your thoughts on Steidy's hater bar?
My thoughts are it was one of the best segments I've ever been a part of. And I had heard the idea before the show, and then when Steiny actually pitched it, it was 10 times better than he had pitched it before the show. And the best part was more and more ideas kept coming to mind, and I was kind of egging them on too. I was like, all right, what if people come in? Game. What if people come in Bay Area jerseys and they're looking for a bar to watch sports at? Turn them away. Turn them away. They got to go. And then I was like, what if, you know, how would you work there? Like, what's the employment? Like, what are the requirements to be employed at this bar?
They had a test.
They have to have a test of loyalty. So it was an incredible segment. Steiny, and for those that didn't listen yesterday, go listen to Steiny Guru. It was an amazing show with Evan and Steiny. And, you know, we even talked about the team's logos would be in the bathroom, in the toilet.
I missed that part.
And
oh my God.
The text line was just going off with suggestions of names of this place and, you know, just different ideas. Somebody said that the name of the men's bathroom should be Splash Bros. Like, it was one of the best segments on this station.
Do you call the women's room Ballhalla then, I guess?
I have no idea.
I guess because you make the trash bags, like, if you can get, like, Giants-themed trash bags.
Actually, Tommy Lasorda sponsored booth.
Oh, he's got to have, yeah, his face right above it. Oh, you just got to have booths for all, like, the great enemies in Bay Area sports. Like, there's a giant Shohei mural as you walk in.
They started going through the people that were not invited to this bar. They were like, all right, well, Steph Curry not invited,
obviously.
Legend. Yeah, Jimmy Garoppolo, maybe? Like, you know, people don't like him. Yeah, some people, you know.
Jimmy might have VIP treatment in there.
And then they said that maybe the only current player that's invited to this place might be Jonathan Kuminga, because he might hate his own team. We just don't know.
That's true, yeah. He might have his own booth there someday as well. I want to give Dan Uggla a booth there, too. Most pointless giant ever.
Farhan gets a picture.
Oh, Farhan's got to have a menu item, like the Farhan Zaidi cheeseburger. You have to crunch the numbers on it, though, before you can get it. Zach, I'm curious. If there was a bar full of teams that you hated, what would those teams need to be for you to go in there and be like, yeah, this is the Haterville I want to be in?
Purdue, obviously.
Obviously.
Dodgers.
Good call.
I would say probably Lakers.
Good call. Spadoni might disagree.
Trying to think. Yeah, probably those three right
now. I'm curious, what are the calls?
Oh, and probably... Seahawks.
Oh, that's another good one. Yeah, I'd throw the Cowboys in there too, maybe. I'm curious, what are the college teams you hate the most? You're a Big Ten guy. I know you got a lot of passionate hate there. Who are your top five Big Ten teams that you hate?
Well, Purdue, number one.
Obviously.
Number two, probably Ohio State, just in football.
Number two.
I guess Indiana is a basketball school, but let's keep it football.
Yeah.
Ready.
Number three, honestly, probably Nebraska.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
they
I,
haven't been relevant in your lifetime, but all right.
No, yeah, they haven't. But number four, probably Michigan. Number five, let's see. I would go probably Iowa. I mean, all those
number
teams,
five.
Other than Purdue, like, you know, I wouldn't say I hate them. You know, Purdue's like our biggest rival.
Obviously, like, yeah. They're to you what Florida State is to me. So, yeah. All right, good stuff there. Got to talk a little about Steiny's hate. One thing I didn't hate last night was what Bob Melvin said after the game. Now, want to set the scene here a little bit again. A week ago, this team traded away Tyler Rogers, Mike Yastrzemski, and Camille Duvall to the Mets, Royals, and Yankees, respectively. And got a pretty solid haul, especially for Tyler Rogers. We're seeing the results of that playing out right now. Saw Jose Buto in the eighth inning last night. Love seeing him there. We saw Drew Gilbert make his debut. He injected some energy into this team. Love seeing that. But, and Hank Schulman asked this great question here. It's so easy, after being sellers at the deadline, to just say, well, that's the white flag. You know, it's all about next year now. And Bob Melvin had an answer that I think should kind of set the tone for what these next 2 months are going to be about for this team. And here's what he had to say about the deadline being a wake-up call.
Yeah, it was also a wake-up call for the team, too. You know, we didn't play well enough to add at the deadline, but we also feel like we have enough here. So I think similar to earlier in the season when we made some moves and got on a run, it was a message to the players that, you know, the time's gone by, we're going to do some things a little bit differently. And I think similar to the trade deadline, it was kind of about that, you know, we're not adding, but, you know, we're also looking for the future. We're looking at the short term, but we have enough guys here, especially all our core guys that are going to be here to still have success.
Dare I say, do the Giants have two timelines? Is that the plan? No, I shouldn't go there. I feel like that should be the name of the bar that Steiny calls. They call it the two timelines bar. How about that? But no, I like what Bob said there. It was a wake-up call for this team. And this is where I'm really impressed with the messaging that Bob Melvin and Buster Posey have had for the team this year. Buster said back in June, it's time to go. And he backed those words up a little while later by making the trade for one Rafael Devers. And I like what Bob Melvin, you know, is phrasing that as, because the mentality of baseball is so important. I feel like we so underrate the mental aspect of this game. But to set that tone that, no, we're not punting on this season. This season still does matter. This was a call to you guys to let you guys know, y'all ain't playing well enough. Y'all need to step up your game. And since the trade deadline, this team is 5-2. Again, 7 games. That's not the greatest of sample size. You know, you don't win or lose or make or break a season based off 7 games. They can have a massive impact, don't get me wrong. But it's not going to be an end-all, be-all. But you did take 2-3 against the Mets last weekend in the wake of the deadline. You did bounce back, take 2-3 against the Pirates.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Wake of the deadline. And then you get the win last night. And the series win against the Mets was nice. It was good to see that. And again, it's very easy to dismiss the Pirates and the Nationals as being the, let me check my notes here. Yes, the Pirates and the Nationals. Two very bad baseball teams. Giants have struggled against bad baseball teams this year. This is the very same Giants team that got swept by the Miami Marlins at home in the Gabe Kapler revenge series. This is the same Giants team that went into guaranteed rate field, or rate field now, or just terrible field, as I like to call it, because it's an awful ballpark. Hate that ballpark. And lost 2-3 to the lowly, god-awful White Sox. This is a Giants team that has not one, but two, so I hold up my two fingers for the YouTube chat, losses against the Colorado Rockies, which is two more losses than I would have been okay with this year. Case in point, beating bad teams is not a given with the Giants. They've struggled with a lot of other bad teams. They got knocked around by the Angels a little bit. You know, they've struggled with the Diamondbacks. Granted, that was before the Diamondbacks sold off, but they struggled with them. They got absolutely walloped by the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Royals. Mike Yastrzemski's Kansas City Royals, though Yaz was not on the team at the time. And those are two teams that are below 500. Now, the Twins, they sold off their entire team at the trade deadline, so they were a much better team when the Giants faced them. But the fact of the matter is, this team has struggled against below 500 teams a lot this year. And so that is why you can't just pass off these wins against the Pirates and Nationals as just being wins against the lowly Pirates and the Nationals. But what I love about the game, it's setting the tone that winning is the goal here. And that is what I always like about the Giants. In my lifetime, they have never really been major sellers. When I think about in the 25-plus years that I've been watching this team, I can recall one, two, three, four deadlines, including this one, where they were like actually sellers, so to speak, by definition. But even then, 2017, they moved off Eduardo Nunez at the deadline, who they acquired the year before. That was the move that brought Sean Anderson in, and they flipped Sean Anderson for someone else down the line, Rizzo. If you could look up who Sean Anderson ended up becoming, it's going to be one of those names when I hear it, I'm going to smack myself in the head and be like, oh my God, how'd I forget that one? 2018, they moved off Andrew McCutchen for Abdul Avellino. That was a trade that they absolutely lost, the Giants did. And then 2019, they moved Mark Melancon and Sam Dyson for a package of guys. Mark Melancon became, among other guys, Tristan Beck, who got the final out yesterday. Hold on. And then Sam Dyson brought in Jalen Davis, who, yeah, whatever, and Kaiwei Tang. Oh, weird how that works out. And then there was this deadline here. Selling has never been the Giants' thing. And that is what I always love about this team. I am not a tanking guy. I am not a guy who wants to see this team just say, screw it, this season doesn't matter, whatever happens, happens. We're just going to play a bunch of young guys and see where it goes. That's small market nonsense. I don't like that for the Giants. And I know that might be a controversial thing to say, but I want my team to focus on winning. That is always my goal here. And I love that Bob is still keeping that mentality, because when you have a core of Willy Adames, Rafael Devers, Matt Chapman, Elliot Ramos, Jung-Hoo Lee. Those are all guys. I think Ramos is the young guy there. He's like 25 or something. Those are all guys in the prime years of their career. Devers 27. Jung-Hoo Lee is 27. Chapman is, I believe, 31. Adames is 29. Those are your prime years. Those are not, you do not spend those years on teams that are rebuilding. And so when you have five guys in the lineup who are in their prime years, what you're basically saying is, yeah, we have a lineup that can win right now. And I like that Bob Melvin's still keeping that mentality, and that's the mentality I want the Giants to keep the rest of the way. Until they're out of the playoff chase completely and they're actually eliminated, then that changes the discussion. So I like that that's still the goal. How attainable, though, is the goal of winning enough baseball games to still get to one of those wild card spots? I want to get into that on the other side because I think there's a lot of factors that are going to play a role in the Giants getting there. Part of it is the lineup, and there's going to be a question around this lineup that's going to be popping up a lot over these next few weeks. And I'm going to tell you right now, the answer to that question is no. What is that question? Oh, I think I might just tell you on the other side. How is that for a tease? I'm going to answer the question before I even ask it. This is even Jeopardy. This is the Orange and Black Weekend Wrap. That's not how things work. You want to know how things work, though? That's make sure you're locked in tonight at 5:30 when the Valkyries take on the LA Sparks. You can hear that game right here on 95.7 The Game and on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX. Pre-game starts at 5 o'clock. That is all brought to you by San Francisco Sheriff's Office. Your future begins here. On the other side, I'm going to give you the question that I am answering no to, and then we'll talk about it. We're going to talk to some other people about it as well. Don't go anywhere. It's the Orange and Black Weekend Wrap. Sam Lubman. That is all brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Hey.
Now this is hit high and deep and out of here.
Now back to the best Giants talk in the Bay. The Orange and Black Weekend Wrap on 95.7 The Game.
These Giants, man. They're about to make me lose my mind. Up in here. Up in here being the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk. Righteously brewed in San Francisco. I'm not going to be the only one here. Sam Lumman here, by the way, for the Orange and Black Weekend Wrap. Halfway through the show. It's an official show now. You know, it's kind of like the top of the fifth inning. You come to an official game. 10:30 becomes an official show.
Right, right.
Exactly. Thank you, Boach. But, later on tonight, after the final whistle of the 49ers-Broncos game at Levi Stadium, we have our first Red and Gold postgame show of the 2025 season, and the one and only Mark Grandy will be your host for that one. So after the Niners game is over, come and hang out with the Grandy man and talk a little Niners with him. That will be, again, tonight after the 49ers game comes to a conclusion. That is the Red and Gold postgame show hosted by Mark Grandy. So love to have you guys on for that one. And thank you very much to all those who are tuning in this morning here for the wrap. Giants 5-0 winners last night over the Washington Nationals. Game two today at 1 o'clock. And it's going to be Carson Wisenhunt on the mound. And we do have a lineup. And I'm sorry, I just got distracted because it's Yankees Old Timers Day. And I'm pulling up my phone to go find the Shayna Rubin tweet that has the lineup on it. And I open Twitter and I see an image of Johnny Damon with really long gray hair. Man, I hate feeling old. I don't want to get too much into Johnny Damon. Friend of the roast, Johnny Damon, by the way. But your lineups today are Elliot Ramos. Going to be leading off in left field. Rafi Devers is DHing tonight. So good job at first base yesterday. Rafi, let's have you take it easy today.
Yeah.
Play that one again.
Yeah.
That was probably Steiny. I didn't mention this. I'm going to get to the rest of the lineup in a second. The best line Steiny had on that hater bar. Yeah. Come watch China versus Petaluma and root for China. Oh my God. Guy's going to be on a list. Elliot Ramos leading off at left. Rafi Devers batting second, DHing. Willy Adames swinging a really good bat lately. He's been one of the Giants' best hitters since the All-Star break. 18 home runs on the season. Starting to look a lot like the Willy Adames I think Giants fans were expecting. He is going to be batting third at shortstop. Big Dom Smith, friend of the roast. He will be batting cleanup and at first base. And he was on the roast earlier this week, and he had a great line about how playing the field is great to do for hitters.
From a mentality standpoint, like you said, when you do DH, it puts more pressure on you to try to produce at the plate, whether that's hit an extra base hit. Sometimes when you walk, you feel like, that wasn't good enough. And if you don't get any hits, then you feel like you weren't a part of the team. So I think, at a sense, it does put an added weight to you to go out and really, you know, hit the ball with authority, hit for extra base hits, hit for power, et cetera. And if you're not doing good for a certain amount of time, then it kind of weighs on your mental state, and it's hard to kind of get out that funk. But now if you're going out and you're playing defense and you can go make a diving play, save a run, you could go throw a guy out at home plate and do these different things to feel a part of the team, now that just gets you from thinking about your next at-bat. And when you do get to your next at-bat, you could just focus on that a little bit more and have more clarity, opposed to everything being cluttered up because the only thing you're thinking about is hitting.
So that was Dom Smith earlier this week on the Morning Roast. He's going to be your cleanup hitter tonight again. Ramos, Devers, Adames, Dom Smith, Matt Chapman batting third at fifth at third base. I can combine third and fifth together into a third. Matt Chapman batting fifth at third base. Jung-Hoo Lee will be batting sixth in center field. Casey Schmidt will be batting seventh at second base. And then Drew Gilbert will be your right fielder, up to the eighth spot in the lineup now. And that is because Andrew Kisner will be in the squat catching for the lefty Carson Wisenhunt. So, before the break, I answered a question and that answer was no. And you're wondering, what is the question? The question is simply, as the Giants go to chase a playoff spot, in order to do that, they're going to have to win baseball games. Duh. In order to win baseball games, they're going to have to score runs. Duh. And scoring runs has been sometimes a bit of a frustrating adventure for this team. And, you know, there's a lot of demand for another bat at the trade deadline. And instead, the Giants sold off players. They traded Tyler Rogers, Camilo Duvall, and Kansas City Royals legend Mike Yastrzemski. And I feel like we're starting to feel where I'm going with this. And where I'm going with this is, can the Giants find an extra boost of offense in their minor leagues? Yes, the Bryce Eldridge question. Should the Giants call up Bryce Eldridge for an extra jolt of offense down the stretch here? That's the question. And my answer was no. Simply because he's still 20 years old. And I just simply think, I don't think he's ready for the big leagues yet. Now, I know he's hitting well in the month of August, hitting .430 this month, had a couple home runs the other day, but he also had an 0-for-4 with four strikeouts the other day as well. There's going to be ups and downs there, and the defense isn't quite there yet with Eldridge to where you're going to trust him every day. And just because he's on a tear in the first few days of this month, I don't think that means that he's truly ready, he's truly forcing the issue yet. And if you're going to call up Bryce Eldridge, I don't think you do it when the goal is still to win baseball games. Because when you get him up here, when the Giants do bring him up here, they're not going to bring him up as a guy off the bench. They're not going to bring him up to just sit around and watch and learn what it's like to be in a big league clubhouse. No. When he comes up here, it's because he's ready to be an everyday player. And just from what I gather, in a few minutes we're going to talk to a guy who's had a lot of eyes on Bryce Eldridge this year, and Steven Ruderman of Sports Radio Service. From everything I've heard, I haven't had a whole lot of eyes on him other than highlights that are posted on Twitter, and those highlights are always going to show good stuff. It's just not quite there. And I know a lot of Giants fans are screaming obscenities at the radio right now about how crazy I am. But I'm telling you, he's 20 years old. There is no rush to get him up here. Now, Buster Posey, you know, he made it pretty clear after the deadline that probably not going to be coming up anytime soon. Maybe he's left the door open in some other instances. But the lay of the land I get right now is just, if you're looking for a savior in Bryce Eldridge for this team, I just don't see that happening. At least right now, when the goal is to win games and make the playoffs. And I'm kind of curious where other fans are on this. Do you just want to say, screw it, call Bryce up, and I don't care what happens? Or do you want to just let the rest of his season play out, and we'll see what he does next year? And the reason why I'm not calling up Bryce Eldridge right now, the main reason why, is because I don't see an everyday...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Spot for him. Where are you going to play him right now? They've been working him out at first base, and by all accounts, the defense is not quite there yet. And no, this is not a case of, hey, well, if Raffy can play first base, maybe Eldridge can learn. No, that's not how this works. They want him to play every day. And the last thing that this organization wants to have happen with Bryce Eldridge is for him to have a start to his career like Brandon Belt did. For those who don't recall, back in 2011, Brandon Belt was on the opening day roster. He was a trendy Rookie of the Year pick after Buster Posey had won it the year before. And he had that home run on opening night off Clayton Kershaw. And everyone
Chad Billingsley.
Felt, oh, it was off Billingsley?
His first big league hit was off Kershaw.
Okay, so it was the next night then he hit it off. Okay, there you go. Good call there, Rizzo. But Belt's rookie year was very up and down. I don't mean the performance. I mean, he was literally up in the big leagues and then down in the minors, then up in the big leagues and then down in the minors. I think three times he was yo-yoed up and down from the big league club to AAA. And that's just ridiculous. And that's probably why Brandon Belt never hit 30 home runs in a season. It's because of that stuff right there in 2011. Nothing else at all. I speak facetiously, of course. Now, again, I'm not saying that Brandon Belt and Bryce Eldridge are the same talent-wise. I mean, by all accounts, Bryce Eldridge has all the tools to be a superstar in this league, to be a transcendent hitter at the big league level. Brandon Belt was never going to be that. Brandon Belt, at most, was just going to be a very solid everyday player, which, for the most part, he was when healthy. And so, but the last thing the Giants want to do is have Eldridge come up and struggle and then have to immediately get sent back down again. They're not going to yo-yo him. Now, there's not a lot of time left in the season, so it's going to be a lot harder to yo-yo him, especially since the minor league season, the regular season at least, ends in about a month, just in time for the September call-ups. They only get two guys you can call up now. And I still don't think that one of those guys will be Bryce Eldridge, because that gets back into what I was just saying, in that I don't know where you put him. You got Rafi Devers handling first base right now. And when he's not at first base, he's DHing. And on those days, you got Dom Smith playing first. Dom Smith went 2-for-4 last night. You just heard him here a minute ago. And he is one of the hallmarks of the Farhan Zaidi era was those Farhan finds, those guys you just find on the scrap heap of other teams. What's it? Mike Yastrzemski. How did I almost forget his name? Yaz was the most successful one. The guy the Giants got for Sean Anderson, Rizzo.
Well, they traded Sean Anderson
for
the great Lamawe Jr.
Another great Farhan find until he wasn't. Dom Smith is looking like the first Buster find, the guy that he just found on a scrap heap of another team. And I have zero desire to take playing time away from Dom Smith right now. It's not just because he's a great guy. It's not just because he is the first Giant to come on this show and then not go into a massive, on the morning roast and then not go into a slump afterwards. By the way, the amount of people who texted me after that show saying that Dom Smith was their new favorite player just warmed my heart. He's a great guy and a great ball player. I am not taking playing time away from Dom Smith. I am not taking playing time away from Rafi Devers. And if those guys aren't in the lineup, you also got Wilmer Flores who will be taking DH spots or DH at bats. And so if there's no consistent playing time to get Eldridge on the field, I mean, that's it. It's even about the field, just into the lineup. There's not even a space for him to DH right now because you got two, potentially three guys if you want to DH Dom Smith, which, sure, I guess legally you can do that. There's just no avenue to get him into the lineup there. So if he can't hit every day, there's no position for him to play up here right now. You know, I did have a thought, maybe you could put him out in right field. Well, Drew Gilbert's kind of erased that from being a possibility. So I don't see an avenue for Bryce Eldridge to work his way into the lineup as of right now. That's just the reality of it. And I think that might be a better situation for Bryce Eldridge. Now, again, I'm not quite sure where the gaps in his game are, because I haven't been able to watch him in person. I'm only watching, you know, the occasional Twitter highlights, and those are always going to put up the good stuff. I don't know where the gaps in his swing are. Because, again, when you're only seeing home run highlights, which those are fun to see, it doesn't tell you the whole picture. So that's why I'm going to go out to the River Islands guest line right now, welcome in a good friend of mine, covers Giants and the Rivercats for Sports Radio Service, one Steven Ruderman. Steven, how you doing, my friend?
I'm okay. Here to talk about Bryce Eldridge and to agree with you about why he should not be brought up right now.
Now, so I'm going to bring our listeners here behind the scenes a little bit. I've known Steven for a long time. We've talked a lot of Giants together. And a couple days ago, we actually had an argument about the exact opposite. He was like, no, don't bring Eldridge up. I was like, you know what? Yeah, why not? Let's just give it a shot. Marinated on those thoughts for a couple days. And yeah, I changed my opinion. So that made this phone call we're about to have a lot less exciting, unfortunately. But Steven, I want to hear your reasoning as to why Bryce Eldridge isn't ready for the big league lineup just yet.
Well, first of all, he's only played 43 games in AAA, and a lot of baseball ops departments now are rushing guys up. And when you rush a guy up who's not ready, being ready is more than just swinging the bat well or playing good defense. You have to be mentally ready. You have to be ready to deal with situations. You have to be ready on how to deal with going into a slump. And if you say you get called up and you're not ready and you go to a massive slump, that can really screw up a guy's development. Bryce Eldridge has only played 43 games in Sacramento. 43. That's just a month and a half's worth of games in the minor leagues. I get that Giants fans are desperate for a big superstar to come to the team. They're desperate to be excited about the team. But you don't risk a guy's career for what is a long shot chance at the playoffs. Also, bringing up right field at Oracle Park is the hardest possibly outfield position to play in all of baseball. That 24-foot high Willie Mays wall is the hardest wall to play a Caramon.
Mm-hmm.
All the nooks and crannies of it, you have the top of it sticking out, you have the brick and then the padding underneath it, you have the gates covering.
There's no consistency with that right field wall. There really isn't.
And you talk about Devers and Smith playing first base. You can't just tell a 20-year-old kid, hey, kid, you know, welcome to the big leagues. We're expecting you to carry this team to the playoffs. No pressure. You can't just do that to a 20-year-old kid.
No, Steve, sorry to cut you off there, but you mentioned, you know, the slumping thing there. I think you're a guy, you love getting into the minutiae details of the mental aspects of this game. You've devoted so much of your life to this game, as I've learned in all the years that I've known you here. Again, we're talking with Steven Ruderman, covers the Giants and Rivercats for Sports Radio Service. The reason we're chatting with him is because he has had a lot of eyes on Bryce Eldridge this year. Explain to me and to our listeners here the importance of learning how to deal with a slump and why it's more important that he learns this lesson in the minor leagues rather than up with the big club.
It's more important because it's more important that he learn it because the minor leagues, you can learn a lot in the minor leagues. And if you have a slump at the big league level and you're doing it with all the fans who are watching and all the media attention in front of 40,000 people every night, it could really set a player back. And a lot of teams have been rushing their top prospects up to the big leagues. And when they do that, it really messes up their development. So then they just completely collapse. You talk about Brandon Belt. You know, you were talking about a few minutes ago, Brandon Belt getting yo-yoed in 2011. That did not do good at all for his development. And he had a hard time even in his first couple of full years in 2012 and 2013 getting adjusted.
It really was till 14, 15 where I felt like he really got settled in at the plate.
Oh, yeah. And with Eldridge, you know, the people I've talked to in Sacramento say he's not ready. And you've got a lot of coaches working with him. In the minor leagues, that's where you are taught to be a big leaguer. You are taught to be a ball player in the minor leagues. And that is where you have to go through your slump. So you learn and you have the experience of going through a slump, of facing adversity before you go up to the big leagues.
Now, an argument I have here at the station with Joe Shasky, who he hosts the Morning Roast, might be on Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys again someday, who knows. The argument he and I have, and the argument he uses, is how is an extra month in the minors going to turn Eldridge from what he is now into a Hall of Fame player? I find that to be kind of a simplistic way to look at it, but when you hear that argument, what's an extra month or two going to do for a guy that the big leagues won't? What is your response to that thought?
Well, it's just the same thing. Just teach a guy, you know, give guy an opportunity to go through some adversity, teach guy some skills, get him more mentally prepared, work on more fundamentals, etc. It's just basically the same thing I've been saying.
All right, so good stuff there. Now, last thing on Eldridge, we'll get into some other guys with this team. It's just, again, as you're watching him there, we bring up the gaps in his game. What's the thing that you feel like he needs to kind of master next, or the thing he needs to master the most right now to where it's like, okay, let's throw this guy into the fire of big league baseball?
Well, just getting his development done in the minor leagues, maybe also cutting down on the strikeouts. You know, I watched him at first base. He's very smooth defensively, and he's a very talented ball player. But as I said, just getting him mentally up in tune and cutting down on the strikeouts.
All right, so, Steve, we did get to see some fruits of the Tyler Rogers trade last night. Did you catch any of Drew Gilbert's performance last night?
You know, 0 for 4 with 2 strikeouts may not look great on paper, but it's not the worst major league debut. And his first at-bat took 5 pitches, fouled off a tough jam shot on two strikes, made a great catch. Going back to the right field wall at Oracle Park, played a carom off the wall perfectly on James Wood's double. I'm really liking what I mean, it's only one game. It's a small sample size, but so far I like what I'm seeing from this kid.
And again, you mentioned the right field wall again there, and that's one of the reasons why you don't want to put Bryce Eldridge out in right field, among other reasons being that he doesn't have a lot of experience out there. But I thought that was pretty significant the way he played that ball. So that was his first ever carom off the wall. Now, I'm not saying he's going to be perfect on all those caroms. I was pretty impressed by the fact that the kid was able to make a really good play off his first carom in right field.
Oh, that I was just like, wow, I'm not joking. And he also has a great arm. I actually see a lot of Nate Sheerholtz in this kid. And I think I thought he got a bad deal here in San Francisco. And I think there's
one
a lot
of my favorites.
Of potential.
Hey, Nate Sheerholtz did get us Hunter Pence. So he did do something of value here. Steven, Bob Melvin last night, I don't know if you heard the cut, but he basically said that the trade deadline was a wake up call for this team and that there's still a good team here, and the goal is still to win. If this team is going to make a run here for the playoffs, they're 4 games out of a wild card spot, and they got a massive three-game series with the Padres coming up. What's this team going to have to look like here in the final 40-plus-something games here if this team's going to go from two games above 500, four games out, to a surprise playoff contender?
Well, they're going to have to do what they did in April, which we've seen more of in the last seven games, which is playing good fundamental baseball and doing a little bit of everything, from hitting home runs to hitting for contact, small ball, stealing bases, pitching, and playing defense. Also, with the Padres, with the three wild card system now, you have to have a winning record. There are no more one-game playoffs. You have to have a winning record head-to-head, and the Giants, if they want to have a winning record against the Padres, they're going to have to go 5-2 in these seven games. Not only do they have the three games against the Padres at Oracle next week, they have the four at Petco the following week. It is a long shot. I'm not ruling it out in baseball. Anything can happen. And what I think really started this was that they were feeling less pressure. I think the pressure was taken off after the trades. But I also think Melvin may be right that it was a bit of a motivation factor and that they still felt like they still had something to prove. But the Giants are going to have to go 5-2 against the Padres, and they are going to have to play good, consistent, fundamental baseball the rest of the way and really play the way they played in April if they want to make a run at this thing. If they do what they did over the last 3 months and just try and hit home runs and press at the plate, it's not going to happen. Yeah.
How are you feeling when Rafi Devers steps into the batter's box now?
Well, Devers is definitely swinging the bat a lot better. His home run last night, that was Barry Bonds country out there. That was a big potato out to the 415 club. The thing is with Devers, if he's healthy, that guy's an unstoppable force. And the thing is, he's looking a lot healthier right now. I think
he's moving so much better, too.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. All right, Steven, before I get you out of here, give me a win total that the Giants need if they're going to be a playoff team.
You know, it's weird. Early in the season, it was looking like the National League was going to be like the best league ever in the wild card era. And now it's looking like because I actually think the Mets are a team that could collapse and that could give the Giants an opening. Mm-hmm. It could take as little as 85, maybe even 84 wins to get in this year.
Wow.
I'm not joking.
All righty. Well, hopefully you're right there. And, Steven, when are you going to be at the ballpark next?
I will be there Wednesday when the Giants take on the Foggers.
All right. I'm going to need you to babysit Risotto then while you are there. And then hopefully I'll catch you next weekend for the Rays games.
Sounds good.
All right. Appreciate you for jumping on. Great job today, man. Great great debut performance here on 95.7 The Game.
I appreciate it, buddy.
All right. Steven Ruderman of Sports Radio Service covers the Giants and Rivercats. He joins us there on the River Islands guest line. And, again, very matter of fact about Bryce Eldridge. A lot of good to like there. But, again, as he said, there's some nuances of this game that Eldridge still has to master. But I think a very big positive that Steven had there, Eldridge looking very smooth defensively at first base, which is very encouraging considering how basically behind the eight ball Bryce was having to learn this position on the fly. On the other side, we're going to start the final hour of the show today. Got some thoughts. A very key aspect of this team that's going to make a difference between this team making a run and not. I want to get into that on the other side. I did ask Bob Melvin about it as well. Bob will have some thoughts on this thought that I have. A lot of thoughts here. That's a drop. We'll get in all that on the other side. It is the Orange and Black Weekend Wrap. Sam Lubman, Steven Risotto, Zach Green, behind the glass doing stuff. All that brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Yeah.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.